Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course. Plus, I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today. The indie author revolution has been around for more than a decade, but we indies continue to push the boundaries of what we're capable of. From getting over initial prejudices to staring down perfectionism and author imposter syndrome, we've become a force to reckon with. Indie authors now wear more hats than ever as we strive to create a career full of meaning, prosperity, and potential. We've juggled the demands and continue to be rebels in the face of adversity. Now, after years of hearing the shouts of hustle and grind, we indies are rebelling again. Gone are the days of publishing a book a month until we drop, and in its place are the seeds of a better way to rapid release. A way that feels incredible as we build a sustainable, lifelong author career that not only increases our visibility and royalties, but it's all done with intention and ease. If you're ready to buck the system and become the visionary authorpreneur I know you're meant to be, you've come to the right place. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author, and this is the Author Revolution Podcast. Welcome back to the Author Revolution Podcast, guys. This is going to be an interesting episode. I've been doing a lot of thinking about gratitude and thankfulness. Obviously, it's kind of the theme of the week, right? We're coming up on Thanksgiving here in the United States. And I think that most of us really do kind of stop and contemplate, even if it's just a little bit in the back of our minds, the things that we're grateful for. And I've been thinking a lot about the growth of Author Revolution this past year and about the growth of my author career in general, the growth of my family and the things that we've been able to accomplish this year, like getting this extension kind of going underway. It's been something that's been in the works and talked about for a very long time. Having my kids home full time, even though that's not fully settled, it's nice to have them home and knowing where they are and what they're doing and just to see them and watch them flourish and grow. You know, even when we have like our really tough days where, you know, living in a household with three teens, well, almost three teens, one's 12 and a half, and then one's six, almost 7-year-old, it can be a struggle at times, but watching them all really kind of blossom this past year has been really neat because we're seeing them every day. We're seeing their changes and their evolutions. And so it's just been overall a really fantastic year of growth. Now, I can't say that I'm 100% where I want to be with my career or with my books. I don't think we ever really will be as authors and as creatives. We're always stretching and reaching for those new goals. But I do think a practice of gratitude is really important. And it's something that I think in the past I really struggled with. It wasn't something that I was overly good at because as soon as I was done achieving the thing that I felt like I needed to achieve, I was instantly on to the next thing that I knew I needed to get done. And maybe you're in this too. Maybe you have a lot of really big, lofty goals that you're trying to reach for, and those are great. They're fantastic. But we do need to take a little bit of a beat sometimes just to celebrate our wins, to celebrate our accomplishments, to be grateful for the journey that we are on, and all the cool things that have kind of come our way throughout that time frame, right? So with this particular podcast episode, I've been thinking about, you know, what to talk about and be grateful for, which obviously I've listed already. But one of the things that I really need to stress and really want to voice my appreciation for are all of the amazing, awesome, incredible, talented guests that I've had on this podcast over the past 2 years. I mean, honestly, the majority of the interviews that we've done this year have been this year, but we've accomplished and talked to so many cool people, and I've met so many cool people that I didn't meet before these podcast interviews. I'd only known them through my own author journeys, through my own passing of learning and growing and trying to understand this indie author community and this indie author space. And so to be able to speak with them one-on-one was an incredible experience. And so what I want to do today is really give you a really quick rundown of the people we've talked to over the course of this podcast. So if you haven't yet had the opportunity or didn't know that I've interviewed these people, then you can hopefully go back and re-listen to the stuff that they've talked about, because there are some really, really cool interviews in here. So I'm going to read them out in order so that way you know kind of what we're doing and where we're going. But just know that at the end of this, I will give you the link to the podcast show notes so that you can, as always, head over there and then just click out to whatever other episodes you're looking for. I'll make sure that they're linked in there individually. Okay, so in order, we're going to go with my husband. He was actually my very first podcast interview, sort of. He wasn't actually here to be interviewed. He is an author. So he was my first podcast episode guest. So he came on and we were discussing, is a rapid release novel any good, or can it be any good? And that was episode 19. Then my PA, Jenny Bodel, she came on episode 41, and we discussed having a PA and what a PA can do for authors. And for those of you who don't know what I mean by PA, that means personal assistant. So she came on and we had a really great conversation about how PAs can really help level up an indie author. And in particular, if you are trying to rapid release and feel like maybe you're a little bit crazy for doing so because there's a lot to do. Then I had the next two guests actually were the same guy. Stephen Gordon came on. He is one of my mentees and I am one of his mentees. So we mentor each other on different things. But he came on to talk in episode 45 about email marketing because he is an email marketing master. But then he also came on again for episode 53 to talk about automation for authors and how we can implement automation and help it to leverage all the things that we're doing a little bit better. Then I had my very first author interview where I brought in my friend Paul Heingarten. He is a science fiction author who came in on episode 63. We talked about his experiences, his journey as an author, and then of course his books. Then we got into a little bit of the nitty-gritty. David Goffrin came on for episode 69, and we talked about indie author promotions, like which promotion sites are the best ones. He did a really fantastic blog that detailed out promotion stacking and how to be able to find the right promotion stacking sites to leverage and really make the most out of your marketing efforts. Clayton Noblett was next, and he came in on episode 70, and we were talking about written word media and the whole aspect of how the indie author space is working right now. Like, how many books do you really need according to the surveys that they've done in the past? And what kinds of things should we be thinking about when it comes to doing promotion sites? Because Written Word Media is also the parent company for Free Booksy, Bargain Booksy, Red Feather, Romance, those sort of sites. And so we talked a lot about those surveys and about, you know, what it's like to run a promo site and how to be able to leverage those sites. And speaking of Clayton, he's actually going to be coming on again very soon. I'm going to be interviewing him sometime next week. So he'll be coming back on the show to talk a little bit more about one of the new offerings that they're doing, which is all about author advertising and how it's going to be linked up to doing some of these promo stacking things. It's going to be a really cool episode. So stay tuned for that one. Next up was Ryan Z. He is from Plotter. He's the co-founder of Plotter. He came on to talk about Plotter and how it works and really, honestly, give you some insights and tips into how to use Plotter a little bit better. That was episode 72. Then we had Brian Cohen come on, and Brian is the founder of the Amazon Ad School. He is also the guy that runs Best Page Forward. So we talked a little bit more about his Amazon Ads School and how that works, why I think it's actually a really good starting point for authors who are looking to get into the Amazon ad space. I know that he has gotten a little bit of flack online regarding his ad school and his own books. And guys, that maybe that's a discussion for a different podcast episode. I still really do think that Brian's school for Amazon ads is the best one that I have taken thus far. And I've taken a number of Amazon ads courses in order to get better at doing them. Could he be incorporating a little bit more into it? Well, absolutely. But he's still just one guy. He has a small team. There's only so much one person can do here, guys, and I hate to break it to you, but he's not a machine that can just go all the time. All right, so next up was Kel Carpenter. She was my second author interview who came on just to talk about her process and about what she does in order to get those best-selling books out there. She's an amazing USA Today best-selling author. She's someone that I really admire, and I was so glad to have her on episode 77. Then, of course, we started getting some of the big guns in. We had Joanna Penn coming in to talk about all sorts of things, her journey as an author, her journey as an indie author coach. And then we even got into really cool things like automations, AI, the future of indie publishing. She is an incredible woman, and she has some futuristic mindset abilities to be able to see. I swear this woman's probably psychic. She goes out and she can see into the future. And no, just kidding. She is watching the trends. She understands kind of what's happening and how it's coming. And she's just, I don't know, a remarkable woman. So check out her episode. It's episode 79. Then we had Dave Chesson come on. He was talking about Atticus. At the time, he is also the founder of Kindlepreneur and Publisher Rocket. He came on to talk about Atticus, though, because it was just, in fact, I don't even think it had launched at that point. We were probably 2 weeks out from its launch when the episode first aired. So we talked mostly about Atticus, how it's going to work, some of the cool tools that it's going to be able to implement as time goes on, and some of those have already come to pass. So if you're interested in checking that one out, it is episode 81. Then we had Carrie Richards from InfoStack on. We were talking about Write, Publish, Profit 3.0. Or was it 4.0? No, I think it was 4.0. I'm getting confused because right now they're launching the Writer's Craft 3.0. So Carrie came on. We were talking about InfoStack in general, kind of how it works and why indie authors should be paying attention to the InfoStacks. Because when I first kind of fell into the world of InfoStack, I didn't realize how incredible of a deal this was. And it's a lot of information. And so any of the InfoStacks, they put together a whole bunch of different indie author coaches, programs, software of service, whatever the case is, and they bundle them all together into one purchase. So you pay like $49 and you get $6,000-$8,000 worth of software and courses and help to be able to launch your indie author career and do a much better job at doing that. So we had Carrie on the show. He was on episode 84. Next up was Amanda Rose. This is when I was starting to get more into mindset and more into the abundance mindset. And so Amanda came on, and we were talking a lot about manifesting, about becoming better at what it is that we want to do. And we did also talk about her own book. She is an author. She's a science fiction author, and she's also a nonfiction author. She was on episode 88. Mark Leslie LeFave came on episode 97, and we, of course, talked about his experiences working with Kobo, working with Draft to Digital, and just his own experiences as an indie author who goes wide. So Mark is known for his wide mentality. He's someone who has this capability just to really help you understand why going wide is important, and he definitely changed my mind on a lot of things. So he was one of those very influential guys who came on the podcast, and I am so glad that he was here and he was able to explain things in a way that really made sense in my brain, at least. Next up, we had Orna Ross. Orna is the founder of the Alliance for Independent Authors, and she is also an incredible author and poet. She came on to talk about Ally, about SelfPublishCon, about her journey as an author and as an author advocate, because Ally is just an amazing, amazing international association for indies. So if you have not yet checked out Orna Ross's episode, definitely go there right now and check it out. It is episode 99. Then we had Tara Kremen on. She is from Kobo. And we talked about all things Kobo, like what's happening right now? What are the cool things that indie authors need to be aware of when it comes to Kobo and what makes them different from other sites like, say, Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Apple? So Tara talked so much about like some of the cool new readers that were coming on, some of the ways that Kobo is helping indie authors to be seen in their audiences, and why indie authors should really join up. So that is episode 104. Last week, you probably remember this one, we had author E.E. Holmes, or Emily, as we like to call her, on the podcast. She is a best-selling and award-winning indie author, and she wrote the Gateway Trilogy and the Gateway Tracker series, and now she's got a new series that just came out called the Rift Magic Saga. She personally is one of my favorites. She's one of those ladies who I read. I love her work, and she's just, to me, an inspiring and aspirational author. And so I knew that, you know, if no one else wanted to listen to her, which was highly doubtful, I at least would get a ton out of it. And I did. She is just a fun, fun, amazing person. And I was so glad that she came on. Now, the next two are coming on the podcast. I've recorded one of these and it's not ready to go yet. It's going out next week. The next one I'll be recording very soon. And so these next two, I want you to be paying attention to because you might listen to this after these two particular episodes air. So I'm going to throw them out there just so that you're aware of it. So next week, December 1st, Joe Prosit is going to be coming on the show. Now, Joe is someone who isn't, well, he's obviously an author, but he's someone that I know in person. He's probably one of the only people other than Jenny and then Colin that I know in person and have actually spoken to in person. Now, Joe is a horror and psycho sci-fi fiction author. He writes mostly short stories, or he has in the past, but he is in the process of writing out his first novel, which is really cool. So we talked a lot about the journey of short story writing, like what is that process and why should indie authors maybe give it a try, because it's a really cool thing. So you can learn from his past experiences as a short story fiction author. But in addition to it, Joe is actually the new president of the Lakes Area Writers Alliance. So it was fun to kind of chat with him really briefly about what that experience has been like. So that is episode 109. It will be coming out next week. Then finally, I mean, we have more episodes that are always going to be coming, but this one I know you're going to be interested in right away. You're going to want to know about this one. In a couple of weeks here, I'll be launching this episode, but I'll be recording it on Thanksgiving Day. So Craig Martell from 20 Books to 50K is coming on the Author Revolution podcast. So I am thrilled to be bringing Craig on. The 20 Books to 50K group is really a group that inspired me probably back in 2015, 2016, to look differently at indie authorship and how we as indies can publish our books. Because up until that point, not a whole lot of people were trying to talk about rapid releasing or talk about really having a prolific author mindset in the way that you are putting out books quickly. Now, while I can't say that I could keep up with Craig, because I'll tell you what, that guy is a machine. Craig and Michael Anderle are just incredible, but I am super excited to have him on here because we're going to be talking about not only his journey and how he and Michael got to the point of creating 20 Books, but also the incredible conferences that 20 Books to 50K puts together. Craig is the man at the helm for these conferences, and I'm super excited to finally be able to have the opportunity to go to one of these conferences. Now, this year, I decided to opt out because of my youngest son still not having his COVID vaccine. But next year, I will definitely be at 20 Books to 50K's conference in Las Vegas. So I'm excited to talk more about what that journey looks like. I do watch the videos after the fact. So I watch all of the videos that are really interesting and exciting. So stay tuned, be prepared, because Craig Martell, like I said, is coming on episode 111. So that'll be mid-December. That's a lot of people, guys. That's like 19 people so far have been on this podcast. I can hardly believe it. 19 different episodes have all been dedicated to some of these incredible, wonderful, amazingly talented individuals. So I just want to take a really quick beat to say thank you to each and every one of them for taking their time out of their days. I'm sure they are all incredibly, insanely busy, but for being here and being present with the Author Revolution podcast, for speaking with me so that I can deliver their message over to you guys. If you haven't listened to these episodes, go back and have a listen to some of the great inspirational nuggets that every single one of them has for you. You can learn from their past experiences. You can learn from their triumphs. You can learn from them just in general because they're talking about a specific program or whatever. But you're going to find so much value and so much information by going back to these episodes and having a listen. And I myself am just really grateful to have this platform and the ability to touch base with these people and communicate with them on a level where I wouldn't have had that opportunity just as a normal person, I don't think. So this has been an incredible journey so far. It's one that I plan to continue doing because I absolutely adore this platform. I adore being able to talk with people who are in this space and who are going through the same things that I'm going through as we try to crack the indie code, so to speak. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope it gave you some episodes to write down or to go back and check out. And finally, I'm just really thankful for you. I'm thankful that you are here listening to this podcast episode. I'm thankful that you've been with me for the past however many episodes that you've already listened to. Maybe this is your first one. And if it is, welcome aboard. I'm so glad you're here. So check out some of the other episodes. You're going to find a lot of really cool information out there. All right, guys. I hope you have a fantastic and wonderful Thanksgiving, if you live in the United States, that is. And if not, I just hope you have a really great week thinking about all the things that you are grateful for or thankful for, because this is just a really good week to do that. All right, head over to authorrevolution.org/108 if you would like to learn more about all of these episodes, or just click out and just automatically link to them so you don't have to go hunting for them. Have a great rest of your week. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we will be back next week with Joe Prosit. Go forth and start your author revolution. Well, hey there, writer. Are you on YouTube? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you are. Well, did you know that many of the Author Revolution podcast episodes, including many of the interviews with authors and author experts, are all loaded up on my YouTube channel? No? Well, they are. Now, if you'd like to watch David Gochran and I chat, or to find out if Kel Carpenter still has teal hair, head over and subscribe to the channel. In addition, this year I'm planning to launch my own fiction audiobooks as part of the channel. So if you'd like to listen to urban fantasy and paranormal audiobooks for free, it's just one more reason to follow the channel. All you have to do is head over to authorrevolution.org/YouTube and then hit the subscribe button. When I hit 500, I'm going to be loading my first audiobook, and when I hit 1,000, I am going to drop the rest. So what are you waiting for? Go to authorrevolution.org/YouTube now. It's okay. I'll wait.